AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
I don't know what you're thinking. So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you're with us on this Wednesday morning. I'm your host, Chip Flory. It's time for a conversation with Dr. Jim Minter, the director of the Center for Commercial Agriculture and Purdue Ag Economist. Jim works with his counterpart there, Dr. Michael Langemeyer, and the CME Group in putting together the monthly Ag Economy Barometer. Jim, it's good to talk with you again. How are you?
Good to be back with you, Chip.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's good to have the conversation again, Jim. So tell us, we're talking about the February results of, or the February survey and the results of that survey. The overall rating seems to have inched higher, right?
Yeah, inched higher is a good way to put it. It rose 5 points compared to a month ago. I think the probably more the maybe the more relevant comparison is when you compare it to a year ago, it was down 14 points. And if you look underneath to figure out, well, why did it go up a little bit this month? It was really all about people becoming a little bit more optimistic about the future. The future expectation index was up 7 points. However, it remains 6 points lower than it was a year ago.
Okay.
The current condition index, and this probably is no surprise, it was unchanged compared to last month. But when you compare it to a year ago, it's down 31 points. And I think that points to the idea that people expect 2024 to be a tougher year than 2023. And of course, that's consistent with our forecast as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And so far proving to be pretty accurate is in the survey respondents are proving to be pretty accurate in this. The future expectations index, it's not a runaway to the upside, but it's been a grind to the upside in that future expectations. Why is that? Is it just the idea that, well, grain prices are probably getting close to a bottom?
That could be one explanation. And the other one, in the background, we asked some people, in the survey, we didn't put it in the report this month, but we did ask people, do they expect to see a change following the election this fall? Oh. And a large majority of our respondents said they do expect to see some change following the election. So there could be some people looking that far ahead with respect to some change in policy that might impact agriculture. We're going to pursue that some more in some future surveys, so we'll see how that shakes out. But I think those are probably a couple of the explanations with respect to what's going on there. But, you know, if you look at the Farm Financial Performance Index, you know, again, people are telling us not much change compared to what they thought last month. But if you compare it to December, again, people expect things to be significantly weaker than when they thought last fall. Mm-hmm. And that, again, just points to the fact that 2024 is going to be a challenging year for just about everybody in the crop side.
Right, right. And they continue to look at the input costs, but the risk of lower prices for corn, soybeans, wheat across the board, it's having an impact on their attitude about their future expectations, right?
Yeah, because the question we've been asking for over a year now is looking ahead to next year, what are your biggest concerns for your farming operation? And as you point out, the number one choice is still high input costs. 34% picked that. But the big change is if you go back a year ago, only 18% of the people in the survey said lower crop and livestock prices were a big concern. This month, that's up to 28%. So you look at those two things and people are worried about a cost price squeeze, right? They know they're locking in some pretty high input costs, even though fertilizers come down, for example, but the other costs have not. So break-even prices are high, above prices being offered by futures market adjusted for basis. So People worried about that cost price squeeze, and I think with good reason.
Yeah. Interest rates, a realization that interest rates are higher and that interest rate costs are a significant part of the cost of doing business. The realization has pretty well set in there, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, people are still worried about interest rates. But again, if you look at this month's response compared to a year ago, I think that's a good comparison. Last year at this time, that was all the talk about interest rates going up. And 24% of the people in the survey said that was one of their top concerns. This month, the talk is more along the lines of, have interest rates topped out? Perhaps they have. Some people obviously in the stock market talking about the possibility of rate cuts later in the year. So the percentage of people choosing that as a top concern dipped compared to last year down to 18%. And those are the top three concerns: high input cost, lower crop and livestock prices, and then followed by rising interest rates.
Okay. So as you connect all of the dots of what we've just talked about, and it starts to, you know, kind of draw a picture of what farm performance might look like in the year ahead, what kind of a picture is it drawing, Jim?
Well, the Farm Financial Performance Index is at 84. I think that's almost unchanged. It was down 1 point compared to last month. But again, if you go back to December, that rating was 97. So keep in mind what was taking place during the fall, the combination of really good yields. And during a chunk of the fall, we actually had some improvement in prices. By the time we took the December survey, we were starting to see prices weaken, but certainly not what happened here in the last 2 months. But you can see that change taking place. And then, you know, when you look at the Farm Capital Investment Index, not much change compared to last month, down 1 point, 9 points below a year ago. And of course, you go all the way back to 3 years ago, that index was sitting at 88. So we're less than half what it was 3 years ago. And when you follow up and ask people who say it's a bad time to make large investments, why? Well, they talk about rising interest rates. They talk about the increase in prices for farm machinery and new construction. But I think one of the more striking things is last fall in October, for example, only 7% of the people in the survey that think it's a bad time to make big investments said it was because of uncertainty about profitability.
Yeah.
This month, that tripled. It's up to 22%. Yeah. Again, that just points to this cost price squeeze concern that's out there. And I think, again, very, very valid concern.
Well, and the uncertainty about farm profitability, that's what creates deer in the headlight reactions. If you're just not certain about, and the thing is, I'm talking both ways here. If you're certain that things are going to be worse, you're going to take measures to manage that situation. If you are certain that things are going to be better, you're ready to take some action. When you don't know, that's when it gets really difficult to make the important decisions that need to be made, right?
Yeah, and I think that's a good point. And I think that relates also to the fact that we know there's a lot of grain in storage that's not been priced.
Yep.
And so you're right about the deer in the headlights thing, because I think some folks are sitting there thinking maybe it'll get better, right? Yeah. And so you kind of come back to the old saw, which is hope is not a strategy.
Right, exactly. Okay, let's get to the February question. I think this is very interesting, talking about what are the farm operations plans for growth in the upcoming five-year period. What did you learn from that question?
So this is a question we've been asking every year since we launched the survey. Every February we ask, what is a reasonable annual growth rate expectation you have for your farm over the next 5 years? And the results are pretty consistent from year to year. We don't see big bounces in the big changes. A large percentage of people say they have no plans to grow. This year, it was 38% of the people in the survey. Last year, it was 33. 14% of the people in this year's survey said they have either planned to exit farming or retire in the next 5 years. That was 16% last year, so not a huge change there either. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you know, if you take the people who say they think they're going to grow at 5% or more, you're up at, 31% of the people in the survey this year. So it's really a bimodal distribution. You've got a group of people who are either slowing down, no plans to grow, plan to exit the industry, And on the other hand, you got a group of people who actually plan to grow at a fairly rapid pace. And, you know, one way to look at that is, well, a couple of ways. One is it points to ongoing consolidation in U.S. agriculture. That's a consistent trend that's been in place as long as we've got data. And then the other point is, when I look at this, you know, sometimes people get concerned about, you know, how will a young person get started in agriculture? And to me, this chart, when I look at it in chart format, it says there's opportunities out there. Mm-hmm. There's people who are looking for a solution. If you've got no plans to grow in the next 5 years, you might not be ready to retire in the next 5 years. But if you're not growing over time in this industry, you're on a glide path towards exiting, and maybe a glide path towards retirement. These are folks that are potentially looking for a way to solve a problem. And for a young person, that's an opportunity.
That's an opportunity. That's exactly right. I remember this conversation from this time last year, and it spurred a lot of conversations on AgriTalk about, hey, we need to identify those opportunities that are out there and take advantage of it. All right, Jim, good stuff, buddy. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next month.
Thanks, Chip. Appreciate the opportunity. Looking forward to it.
You bet. Dr. Jim Mintert from Purdue University.